بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, as we know, this coronavirus, it became a pandemic. Now, what is the difference between epidemic and pandemic? These two words we use when it's widespread. Some disease when widespread, sometimes they use epidemic, sometimes they say pandemic. Epidemic is the disease which is spread region-wise, and it kills thousands of people, it affects thousands of people. Pandemic is international, across the borders, and is spread throughout the world. So that kind of disease is called pandemic disease. So this coronavirus, it became now pandemic. After the China, the second is Italy, then is Iran, then is Germany, Europe, Australia, Canada, and US, and all over the world now. It's spreading very fast, and people are panicked. We as the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us, revealed the Holy Quran for our guidance, hudan lil muttaqin. And everything which is going to happen in future, it is already predetermined. And this is our iman, that is our faith. Whatever happens is through the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this verse, which I have just recited in front of you. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. O my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must tell them, inform them, declare amongst them that we will not be affected anything except it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us, this is exactly is going to happen. هُوَ مُولَانَا. And Allah is our protector. Allah is our protector. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And as a believers, we should only rely on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever is our fate, it is going to happen. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانَ. Whatever Allah plans, desires, it happens. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like, doesn't want, it will not happen. So, this is our iman. In Mufassal also we teach in our kids, خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Every good, every bad comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala say, that مَا بَلَاءٌ نَزَلَ إِلَّا بِزَمِّنْ وَلَا رُفِعَ إِلَّا بِالتَّوْبَةِ. That any bala, any musibah, any difficulty, any calamity descends upon us is because of our sins. When a person is committing sin, or community, or the people at large, violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right and left, collectively. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down some azab, some punishment in the form of epidemic or pandemic or disease or earthquake or flood. And there are so many ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remind us that you people are doing wrong, come back to me. So that is the alarming, it is sign that Allah wants us to come back towards Him. So this is what happening today. It is the form of azab. وَلَا رُفِعَ إِلَّا بِالتَّوْبَةِ. What is the solution of this calamity? That it will only be taken away through istighfar. Istighfar, tawbah, repentance, turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who is controlling everything. Little tiny, you know, virus, and look at the whole world is upside down. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namrud, when he claimed that I am the Lord, and people started worshipping him, he has the power, he has the control. To that extent, he threw Hazrat Ibrahim into the fire. You know the incident. How tyranny, how powerful, how strong that king was. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controlled him. Little mosquito, one little mosquito. You know, and his leg was broken, you know, crippled mosquito. Went into his nose, and that became a means of his destruction. He died because of that. So Allah used very tiny, you know, makhluk to destroy the big nations. Allah doesn't need any big things. So there are so many countries now involved in what's happening. You people know aware. I don't have to tell you people. You go to the media and it's panic all over the world. What we should do, my brothers and sisters? Number one, that we should not get panic, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guided us, that turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is written, it is going to happen. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was from the village, and he had some camels, and amongst the camels some disease spread, and it was transforming from one camel to another camel, epidemic. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my camels have disease. What should I do? And it is transferring from one camel to another camel." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La adwa fil Islam." This is what we believe, that is going to transfer from one man to another man. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "La adwa fil Islam." This is not such a thing that because of him you will get sick. It is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala asked that sahabi, who made that first camel sick, or who brought that disease into the first camel through which it started to others? Who was it? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So if Allah has written my death in virus, I'm going to die with it, no matter what precautions I will take. And if in my taqdeer, my death is written from some other way, I will not die. No matter what I am in the midst of the virus, it is not going to affect me. So that is the tawakkul of the believer. That is the tawakkul of the mu'min. Reliance on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is happening through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is number one thing. But at the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, أَعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ. That is also sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to tie your camel and then rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as the precautions, as the asbab, we have to be taking care of all those things. And this is also according to sunnah. Even of the hadith, Rasulullah has mentioned, you should see someone who is suffering from leprosy, you know. You must run from him as you run from the lion. What Rasulullah is trying to say, his leprosy will maybe affect you. So don't go nearby him. He's already suffering, skin disease. It can transfer to you. So run from him as you are running from the lion. And that is also hadith. Right? So we have to take some precautions. And as a precaution, like here, there our governor, Gavin Newsom, is directive to cancel all the gatherings, more than 250 people, to avoid COVID-19, novel coronavirus. There is some guideline. So according to this letter in our areas, about 70 churches has declared the cancellation of their Sunday prayers and gatherings. There are some of the synagogues also declared and announced there will be no gathering on Friday evening or on Saturday because of this coronavirus. And in Northern California, in Southern California, most of the masajid, Dr. Muzammal Siddiq is the Amir of the Shura Council. He last night has mentioned in his clip onto the TV announcement that most of the masajid in Southern California will cancel today's Juma prayer. Here in our North California also, there are so many masajid have cancelled today. There is no Salatul Juma taking place until further information. So, for example, California Islamic Center, Lodi, Davis Islamic Center, Masjid Aisha West Sacramento, Masjid Tawheed El Grove, Masjid An-Nur 65th Street, MCF Folsom, Juma Masjid V Street, Sacramento MAS, Sacramento Salam Center, Tarbiya Institute, Sacramento MCA, and Santa Clara, Mill Peters, San Jose, SBIC, Lowry Masjid in Fremont, and A Street, Hayward, and South San Francisco, Pleasanton, San Ramon, and many other masajid. They have cancelled the Juma prayer. They are not praying Juma because of this epidemic. But there are, alhamdulillah, some masajid who are still open, like South Sacramento, Darul Uloom Masjid, is still going to have 2-3 Jumas, inshallah. Medina Center in Stockton, they're going to have 2-3 Jumas. Pilgrim Masjid, Richmond Masjid, Vallejo Masjid, Vacaville, and Irvington Masjid, Zakaria Masjid, and San Mateo, and inshallah, in this Vallejo Masjid also will be continued, inshallah. What we should do, my brothers and sisters, we have to take some precaution. And as I said, the precaution is that we must be careful. Now, there are certain guidelines in Islam. For example, if a person is sick, is feeling fever or is coughing, so by himself he should avoid to come to the masjid. Voluntarily, he should stay home because there is no Juma farad upon the sick person. Sharia has exempted him. If you are sick, you should not pray Juma, you should pray Zuhr Salat at home. So if you're feeling that you have fever or coughing, you should not come to the masjid. Stay home safely and pray Salatul Zuhr. Likewise, the Musafir, some of the times we see the brothers coming from Bay Area, or they're coming from Modesto, they're coming from Stockton, they're passing by, they're stopping here for Salatul Juma. Very good thing in normal circumstances. But in this kind of dire circumstances, because when a person becomes Musafir, if he's traveling more than 48 miles from his hometown, he becomes Musafir. On Musafir, there is no Juma Salah. So you should not stop here, you should continue wherever he's going, and you just stop by somewhere and pray two rakat Salatul Qasr, Zuhr Salat, which is permissible according to Sharia. So Musafir should not come and he should continue his journey. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make farad upon the woman folk. Our mothers and sisters who are coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah, is good in the normal circumstances. But Salatul Juma, Salatul Eid, Salatul Janazah, it is not compulsory farad upon the woman folk. So in this kind of circumstance, they should not come. Rather, they should stay away at home and they should pray Salatul Dua. Likewise, the small kids under the age of puberty, below 13 years, there is no Salatul Jumu'ah for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempted them by the Sharia law. So they should not come to the masjid. Parents should not bring them with them in this kind of circumstances. They rather stay away. So all the musafirs, sick people, our women folk, mothers and sisters and kids, they should avoid to come to the masjid. Those brothers who are coming to the masjid, inshallah, they should be more precaution. They should not shake hands. This is also like after Jummah Salat, it is mustahab to shake hands, but it is for us to protect yourself. Right? You can just greet from the far, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wabarakatuh, it's sufficient. That is the salam, you will get all 30 rewards. You're not going to deprive of the reward, you just make salam from the distance and you don't have to shake and over hug anyone. And then when you sneeze, you should sneeze in your arm, don't sneeze on your, or have tissue with you, and don't sneeze without, you know, you cover your nose when you cough or you sneeze. So that's a, you should not touch anything. You must wash your hand continuously and increase your immune system, because it is said that this virus is affecting those people who are elderly or those who are younger, or your immune system is not working strongly, so they get affected very quickly. So we have to strengthen and boost our immune system. And how are we going to boost our immune system? Sleep nicely after the Isha Salah. Don't waste your time in gossiping, talking or watching the programs, etc. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sleep immediately after the Isha Salah. The Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all the time that immediately after Isha we should not spend time in talking or gossiping or watching or reading anything. Immediately you must sleep so you can wake up for Fajr. So 6-7 hours of sleeping. You should eat nice food, healthy food, which can, you know, make your immune system stronger. And doctor recommends that if you drink, if you have, you know, the slices of the lemon, put in little warm water. Make slices of the lemon, put in the warm water and keep on drinking that water. That will help you tremendously, because we need vitamin C. Our immune system will work more strongly if you have vitamin C. So drink a lot of orange juice, drink lot lemon water, etc. So these are the some things we can consider, and we can be inshallah healthy. May Allah keep all of us healthy. So inshallah, there are some announcements. As I said, there are a lot of masajid are already cancelled the Salatul Jumu'ah. But inshallah, in our Solano County, we never received any letter like this to cancel the congregation. And last night our Sharia Council of California also have made the mashwara over the conference call. And we have decided that those masajid, those towns who already received a letter from the government, from the city, from the health department, they should cancel it. But as far as those masajid and those towns who never received this kind of letter, strict letter or guideline from the health department, they will continue praying Salah. But to restrict the things, inshallah, we are going to minimize the gathering. What is the minimizing the gathering, inshallah? From next Friday, we will open the door only at 1:15. Because Zawal start after 1:15. So inshallah, from next Friday, the gate will can open, they can come and sit here in the parking area. And the best zikr on the Friday, my brothers and sisters, is Durood Sharif. So just sit in your car, keep on restarting Durood Sharif abundantly on Rasulullah until 1:15, and inshallah the door will be open at 1:15. And at 1:20 we're going to do the first adhan, and immediately we're going to pray inshallah the sunnah. And 1:30 we're going to start our khutbah, and the salat will be very short, khutbah will be short, there will be no English talk. We're going to stop English talk, only khutbah and salat will be, and after the salat we should this world. And this is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا قُدِيَتِ السَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُ. Allah Ta'ala says, when the salat is done, you must disperse. Don't hang around and gossiping and talking outside the masjid. Sit in your car and drive away. So, inshallah, if you keep these few precautions, inshallah, Allah will help and protect us. Make dua. Istighfar is very, very important, my brothers and sisters. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be punctual on your salat. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said in my last sermon, if you take care of Allah's command, Allah will going to take care of you. And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will protect us. Yes.
Are the ladies coming from next week?
I don't know. I recommend...